Q97.3 with Jay Michaels in the morning and second date update.
All right, we call the second date update on Q97.3. What's up? I'm Jay Michaels. Send us a DM on our Facebook at MyQ97.3. If we pick you, we'll get you on the radio. We'll try to figure out what's happening with your date. And we will disguise your voice and use a fake name because nobody wants to be called out at work and be like, okay, was you on the radio this morning? we have Frank. I'm sorry, we have Ralph on the phone right now. Ralph, are you there, dude?
Yep.
Hey, Ralph, it's a note about this date that you went on with Kristen. What's going on?
All right. So she went MIA on me. I don't know what I did wrong. I thought I was pretty nice to her, but she must have felt different.
Did anything happen on the date that made you think, I screwed this up, something happened?
I don't know. We went out for dinner. I tried to treat her right. I paid for everything. I feel like maybe she wasn't serious about dating.
Did she drop any hints that she wasn't serious about you or about dating?
No, not really. She seemed really interested when we were talking about ourselves, but I guess she changed her mind.
So how did you guys meet?
We met in my local Facebook group. We talked a lot on there, and I eventually slid into her DMs. we got along great, and I asked her out.
All right. So let's try to get some answers for you, Ralph. We're going to try to get her on the line really quick before we do, though. When was this date?
So it's been about 3 weeks.
Okay.
I haven't seen her in the group, but I haven't messaged her or anything like that. Because I don't want to feel, you know, awkward or anything.
So you haven't texted her or messaged her at all since the date?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right, cool. Let's take a break really quick and we'll try to get Kristen on the phone, see if we can figure out what's going on.
Okay, cool, thank you.
More second date update is next on Q97.3.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Q97.3 with Jay Michaels in the morning and second date update.
All right, second date update on Q97.3. I just heard from Ralph. He met Kristen in one of those Facebook groups and they went out. You know, he thought they had a great time. He hasn't really heard from Kristen since. And I think we have Kristen's been waiting patiently on hold. She has no idea what we're calling her about. I'm looking at our phone screen. Do we have Kristen on? Okay. Hey, Kristen, good morning. How are you? Hey, the reason that I'm calling is there's a date that you went on a few weeks ago that we wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, and who is this lucky gentleman?
Ralph.
Oh. Yeah, you were talking about the luckiest one I've ever gone on a date with. I remember him.
Uh-oh, this doesn't sound good. What happened?
Well, I was running late and was super stressed trying to make it there on time. And when I got there, he pointed to his watch and told me to smile. And it just, I instantly knew I was not going to like him, and I didn't.
Did you reach out to him and say, hey, I'm running late?
Yeah, I mean, he knew I was running late. Okay. I got held up at work, so it wasn't like a big surprise.
So do you think maybe he was just trying to crack some kind of joke about pointing to the watch or something?
Even if he was, honestly, I don't care. He could tell that I was super rushed and I was like freaking out, and then he had to be a jerk about it.
I get that, because I think sometimes your day gets all screwed up and you're just in a kind of a bad mood to begin with, and somebody does one thing and kind of sets you over the edge. We actually have Ralph on the line with us. Kristen, Ralph, is there anything that you want to say?
Yeah, I thought you can take a joke. I wasn't being mean about it. I was smiling when I said it.
Okay, just because you were smiling doesn't make it any less smooth.
What? All right. Okay.
Honestly, I just canceled it.
So you didn't say that when you were ordering steak and drinking alcohol on my dime?
Yeah, I had to kill the pain of being with you.
Oh, okay, cool. Whatever. Forget it. You got some nerve, seriously, and I was still nice to you throughout the whole date.
It's going to be a hard pass.
Cool.
Well, Ralph, now you know. Now you know why she hasn't been acknowledging you. Just time to move on. Although I will say, I mean, Kristen, and obviously, you know, you got to make the best decision for you. But I mean, you were already running late. Your day was already kind of flustered anyways. I would personally give Ralph another chance, but that's on you. Ralph and Kristen, thank you so much. Ralph, thanks for reaching out. And Kristen, thank you for answering a strange number on the caller ID early in the morning.
All right, cool. Thank you, man.
Jay Michaels in the morning. Weekday mornings at 6. Q97.3. Today's best music mix.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.